I think maybe we should remember they're in what are called the Bill of Rights, which is the first 10 amendments to the American Constitution. And they weren't in the Constitution the way it was first written. It was written and it was submitted to the states, and a lot of the states had objections because it, just a decade or so before, there had been the American War of Independence from the English, and they were afraid that this Constitution gave too much powers to the federal government and the President of the United States to be able to do the same kind of thing that they objected to the King of England doing when the 13 colonies belonged to England. And so the people who wrote the Constitution had to add, before it was accepted, had to add 10 amendments protecting freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and before the Constitution would be accepted by the 13 original states. And of course, one of those rights that related very much to the American experience was the right to bear arms, because the militias of the various states were the origin of the armies that fought the English. And the English had said that the American citizens didn't have the right to have their own militias and bear arms. So this was a right that was very important to the descendants of the people who had fought that war, or not the descendants, the survivors, the people, the veterans of that war.